Welcome back to another episode of TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. Today we'll be talking about the events that happened on the newest episode of The Resident, Season 4, Episode 1 to be exact. If you haven't watched this episode just yet, listen at your own expense because there's going to be spoilers. Let me just start by saying that this episode was an emotional roller coaster. There were tears, laughter, happiness, like, oh my gosh. At some moments, I thought it was too much. But either way, this was an amazing episode. So let's thank 2021 for giving us these moments. I miss Conrad so much. I feel like I was getting married to him for a minute there. It's like his charisma is just so hard to come by. But before we get into that, we need to first talk about Mina and AJ and how Mina is acknowledging her feelings for him. Let's play the clip.
Andrea, mon cherie. Yeah, I will be picking you up at 8 for Chateaubriand and Chez Pierre. Do not diss my French accent.
I loathe the In Love Raptor.
Maybe you should ask yourself why.
Like, girl, you know why. You know why. That's why you don't like seeing him lovey-dovey with somebody else. Mm-hmm. Then, closer to the end of the episode, she kissed him. Like, I've been waiting for this day. I've been waiting. Let's play the clip.
Andrea was supposed to be your guest. But you're alone. Why?
We're not together anymore. We broke up.
What happened? What did you do?
You see the way Conrad looks at Nick? Andrea deserves someone who looks at her like that. And quite frankly, I'm not that guy. You know, if I were to be honest, to me, she was just filling the space that I wanted you to fill.
But I told you.
I know you don't want to lose what we have in the OR. I get it. I don't want to lose that either, Mina. Look, you asked me, right? So I'm telling you the truth. That's what we do. Don't worry, I'm not expecting anything.
And then they kiss.
This changes nothing.
And it was a nice setting too. It was under the bridge. There was lights everywhere. It's the brink of darkness. Like, yes. I am ecstatic about them. Not to dampen the mood, but did they really have to include the guy spitting on Mina? Like, what the Christ? Did the writers really have to write that into the script? I know it was a short scene, but not short enough for me to miss. And the actress who plays Hunley really needs to get a award of some kind, whether it's an Emmy or an Oscar. She needs one. She really made me feel like she had COVID. And I've seen a lot of shows incorporate COVID and patients who had COVID into their show, and no one made me feel like they had COVID more than her. Like, her acting was impeccable. I am so happy she recovered because I was truly scared for her. With this, I would just like to take a moment and address to everyone out there that's listening right now to wear a mask when you go outside, to try to protect yourself and your family members, whether or not you believe in this virus or not. Because at the end of the day, COVID does not discriminate. Whether you're fit, you're not fit, whether you're healthy, you're not healthy, your race, your religion, it don't matter because COVID don't discriminate. And even more, I also appreciate how within the episode, they do include this. They also include how medical professionals are feeling. Let's play the clip.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything. I feel so helpless. We're surgeons. We cut, we fix. With this disease, there's so little we can do. Just hold their hands and support them. And too many are dying in these rooms alone.
You should go home. You're exhausted.
You should. It's too dangerous for you here. People over 65 are most at risk.
I'm 60. Roughly. I'm fit. I run marathons.
That's Pete. He's a tennis pro. Now with myocarditis as a result of this virus. He's 33 and he might die. Fit won't save you.
So I'm happy to see the way The Resident portrays the pandemic and all other medical shows, and how they became a platform to show the hardships and the danger that medical professionals on the front line face every day. Especially after a year of messed up times, you forget what it all means. You may forget all the lives that's been lost, or even all the people fighting every single day for us to be safe. These medical professionals that are on the front line are our modern day heroes. Thank you for all the sacrifices and everything that you've done. With all that being said, we'll be back right after the break. Now let's talk about Nick and Comrade's wedding day. Like, finally! Their vows were perfect. This scene took all of our hearts. Their wedding was everything I could have ever asked for. Like, how precious are these two? Let's play the clip.
Tough times come. They always will. But when they do, Conrad, I want you by my side.
No matter what, in sickness and in health.
I promise to always have your back, no matter what. I promise to love you, but to never obey you.
Well, I didn't have my hopes up.
Mostly, I promise you'll never lose me. This is forever.
For as long as you both shall live.
Conrad Theodore Hawkins and Nicolette Marie Nevin. Sounds to me like you take each other as lawfully wedded husband and wife.
We do.
Then, by the power vested in me by the city of Atlanta at MakeMeAMinisterToday.com, I hereby declare it official. You may now enjoy your first kiss as husband and wife.
Perfect. But just imagine if these two were together in real life and decided to have their actual wedding on the show. That would be everything. I need this to happen. I need to have these two couples, actor and actress, on a show, and they make their wedding on the show, like their actual wedding on the show. That'd be awesome. That would be epic. This episode was a wild ride of emotions and so many feelings. One minute we're all happy, then crying, then angry. It was just a ride that we would all gladly take again. My heart goes out to Devin for losing his dad. His acting too was also impeccable. Like, it's been so long since I've seen an actor or an actress cry without squeezing their eyes, or they're like, he was really crying. And that was everything. Oh, and Kane. Ugh, Kane. I'm pretty sure we can do without Kane's storyline. Like, can we just remove it? I can't stand him anymore. Like, he's so egotistical. And we need him off the show as soon as possible. But either way, this show is back and coming in with a bang. A very emotional bang, if I may add. So, add me on Instagram and let me know your thoughts and feelings on what was said today. Whether you agree or disagree, let me know on Instagram at lovemeso103. Well, that concludes today's episode. I am your host, Sherlandi Lewis, on TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. See you next episode.